Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Celtic beat Sporting in Portugal as Brendan Rodgers opens up on their striker hunt. Russell Martin chooses his European squad today, but could tell Asgard miss the Panathinaikos clash, and Kilmarnock get a 1-0 win over Livingston in the Premier Sports Cup. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Gordon DL.
Yeah, good evening, Andrew. Games coming thick and fast, especially in the League Cup, Premier Sports Cup. A lot of teams trying to get up to speed for the start of the season. One or two shock results. You look up at my old team, Raith Rovers. Well done, Tesco Bride. Terrific result for them. My hometown, my own team struggling, had to wait to the last minute or two to beat Peterhead. And obviously a disappointing result against Clyde as well. You look at Celtic last night, beating Sporting Lisbon 2-0. That's part of their build-up. One or two rumbles coming out of Rangers, Asgard. You know, a lot of people have been saying he's been terrific in training, very good in the closed doors. Will he be an injury doubt for next week?
Yeah, you look at that Celtic friendly, I think a lot of talk about it has come in the way of strikers, because Brendan Rodgers saying afterwards that they're still in the market for another striker. Yes, Shin Yamada is going to come in, but the way Brendan Rodgers was speaking about him is that he'll sort of come in, they'll take a look at him and see what role he's got to play. Are still looking to bring in one more, you know, as well as that. You then look at the striking options on the pitch last night. Adam Ida came on, didn't think he had the best reviews for his opening 45 minutes. Johnny Kenny comes on straight away, has an impact, wins a penalty, sets up a goal as well. So interesting at that top end of the pitch for Celtic at the moment.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you what, the Celtic fans are, you know, closely looking at Celtic just now in their pre-season, their summer signings, the way it's all planning out. I think a lot of them, and it'd be surprising to hear from them, I think a lot of them would think that Johnny Kenny just now would be in front of Adam Ida, which is incredible. You're looking at a £9 million striker. You look at a young lad that's come back from loan. He's had a good pre-season, and I keep saying it, sometimes a pre-season you just put yourself in the position to put the manager under a little bit of pressure. But surely Celtic, with the finances and everything they've got, will add to that firepower before the start of the season.
Well, Celtic fans, let us know what you think. 0141-951-1025. When it comes to Rangers, Russell Martin has that big decision to make today, along with the staff, who's going to be in that squad for the Panathinaikos game, who's going to have to be omitted, because of course there are those stipulations with homegrown players and club-trained players as well. So big decisions to be made, but the reports that Tello Asgard could miss out, that could be a big one for Russell Martin. You know, a new signing that I'm sure he would have liked to have seen in action in that first leg.
Yeah, I heard Andy Halliday speaking. Obviously, Andy's got very close contacts inside Ibrox, and they were raving about the lad. Okay, I keep saying it, there's people that look brilliant in training, but put them on that big pitch, 11v11, all of a sudden with 49,000 people demanding a performance, sometimes it can go for you. It can. But there's good signs for this guy, and I think that hearing what's coming out of Ibrox about him, he would have been a definite starter next Tuesday. Do you just wonder what the situation is going to be with him? I said on Tuesday night, the only concern I've got, and it's obviously the way Russell Martin's wanted to go with his preparation, I don't know if they're going in 100% game sharp. I know that people can argue that, yeah, we've had closed doors and we've worked in shape, we've worked in style of play, patterns of play, we've worked on how the manager wants us to build from the back. I get all that. But any footballer in pre-season will tell you, no matter who it is, you need that competitive games. You need that sharpness. You need that against the top sides. You need the 90 minutes under your belt where people are closing you down. Closed door games don't get played at the same pace. I don't care who you're playing against. They don't. So I'd be a bit concerned about that. But Russell Martin believes that this is the right preparation for him. So once again, as I said, when he commands the manager, you've got about a bit of trust in him. You've got about trust in the players that he's brought in. And the game's right round the corner now. And it'll be interesting to see how Rangers do on Tuesday night.
Rangers fans, any thoughts on that? 01419511025. Celtic fans, we want to hear what you made of that friendly win against Sporting in Portugal last night. Maybe your team was in Premier Sports Cup action this week as well. Kilmarnock fans, Livingston fans after that game last night. 01419511025 on the phones. Let's speak to William, who's a Rangers fan in Stevenston. William, what are you thinking about what's going on at Rangers at the moment?
Hello, Andrew. Hello, Gordon.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hello. Right, this is... I'm going to be trying quick with this, right? I cannot believe that this match is just in the corner and we're going to be playing a third-choice striker in this match. My worry is, right, I don't blame Martin. I think he's getting pressurised. No playing Dessers and Ignaman because they want to sell him. They don't want him injured. I can't believe they're not even considering putting these guys in the squad. See, if they're not putting this squad tonight, you know for a fact they two boys are going to get sold. Surely we can't be even risking this tie. I think we'll give up in the Champions League anyway, to be honest, right? Because the level of teams that's coming after it is way above that we can beat, right?
What makes you think Rangers have given up on it, William?
Well, I think because the level, the Panathinaikos to me is a 50-50 match, right? But see the teams after that, see the rounds after that, your Benficas and your French teams and possibly things like that, we've no chance, right? I've just been honest, right? But how are we risking? I don't blame Martin. I think he's been told not to play these two boys because they want the money for them, right? So we're getting into this match with a guy who was a third-choice striker last year, right? A third-choice striker. Surely he's going to have to put one of them in this squad today. Probably Dessers, because Ignaman's the biggest asset. Surely he's going to put Dessers in that squad today. He's got to. What if Danilo gets injured between, God forbid, between now and Tuesday? Who do we play then?
Yeah, look, we've got no way of knowing whether... We actually have no way of knowing how much game time Cyril Dessers and Hamza Ignaman have really had in these behind-closed-doors games, mm-hmm. because they are behind-closed-doors. They may or may not have featured in some sort of matches, but it looks clear that they haven't started those games, and they were in later to training. They were training separately along with another few players, I think Ridvan Yilmaz, players that were getting back from injury as well. What we do know is they're maybe not as up to speed as the rest of the team. Can you see William's concerns if it is Danilo and not Cyril Dessers and Hamza Ignaman, the more sort of tried and tested out of the three that start on Tuesday?
I think the game's so important. I would, me personally, and everybody's got their opinion, I would have had Dessers up and running, ready to go on Tuesday. I think, look, he's your top goal scorer last year. Top goal scorer in Scotland.
There's still a chance he might be, by the way. It might come around to Tuesday and Cyril Dessers may start the game. Hamza Ignaman
I'll be surprised if he doesn't, right? But I just we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. That's a problem. That's where Rangers fans are starting to get a little bit edgy. Because usually you see games at Ibrox, you see games away, you can go and watch them at stadiums and whatever it may be, and you're against top quality opposition. Everybody builds that up. But Rangers decided this season not to do that. They played Bruges at Ibrox, and then everything's really been behind closed doors and kept quiet. We don't know what's going on. I disagree with William one thing. I don't think that Rangers would give up in the Champions League. They've got a great opportunity to go and win this tie. Now, William says after that, the teams that are coming in, the quality. Rangers have proved in the Europa League that they've come up against some real good teams and actually and beat them, you know. So you never give up on it. Plus the fact there's too much money to give up on it. I do understand Williams' concerns. It'd be interesting that if he does start with Danilo. Danilo came in with a big reputation. I think Rangers gave him a 5-year contract, right? He came in with a big reputation. Everybody thought he was a man. He's had a poor, poor last season. And Williams, right, he was third choice. And he never really produced it. Russell Martin may, with the change of manager, he may just get a bit out of him that Russell Martin sees a little bit different in him. He's brought him up to speed. He's got a pre-season under his belt. He's played a few games and he's closed-door games. He's got a bit of sharpness back. And Russell Martin might just look up and think, yeah, Danilo's a man for me to start. But I think if going in recent form over the last two seasons, a big game, you play your top goal scorer, and that's Cyril Dessers.
The deals for Oscar Cortez and Lyle Cameron were done before Russell Martin was brought in, William. But when you look at, there's been six other signings there. Is that not a sign to you that, you know, the club are trying to bring in players to improve, to get them ready for these games?
Yeah, definitely, right. There is a core of players there from last year that will play, like your Suters, Taverniers, Raskins, Diamandis, Bajamis, right? Hopefully Dessers, right? But my opinion is, right, you look at Panathinaikos, right? They've already turned down bids for their best players because they want them ready for this game. They don't care about selling players at the moment.
I think Rangers have also turned down... You know, offers for Cyril Dessers as well, certainly. What's different about that than Panathinaikos?
But that's my whole point. We're not playing these guys in friendlies at all. I mean, they're coming out with this nonsense, an ankle knock and a visa. That's how they're no training. Come on, just come out and tell us the truth. They're not getting risked. This is my opinion. They're not getting risked because it's 20 million worth of sales. They're not getting risked. They're not getting playing and they just want the money. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I'll be honest with you, William. I know where he's come from, right? But if I was in a situation, for instance, Iggeman, and they're talking figures now, people are talking figures, not me, round about the 14, 15 million for him, then I totally understand Rangers wouldn't risk him. But I would certainly risk Dessers, because Dessers isn't going to get you anywhere near that. Plus the fact, if you get through this round, you end up getting more money. So financially, I think Dessers is worth the risk. Iggeman, for instance, I don't think he's going to be the one that decides whether you're going to win this tie or not. But I certainly think Dessers could play a big part in it, because we've touched on it, how many chances he misses, but he still turns up the top goal scorer. He's scored in Europe before. He's an experienced player. He must be on a high from after last season. So, look, we'll just have to play the waiting game and see how Rangers, turn up on Tuesday night, and what team turns up and who plays and who Russell Martin decides to put his faith in.
Well, thank you to William. Ross is a Rangers fan in Bears Den. Are you sort of agreeing, disagreeing with what you're hearing, Ross?
Hi, how are you?
Good, hi, thank Ross. You. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I just want to talk about Gordon Dale's points. I don't know why he's making out Rangers' friendlies have been so poor. We started off against FC Bruges, which was a good high standard to start off.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the Dunfermline game is probably a confidence booster. You know how high confidence is in a football player? If you get the confidence of the football player to go and express himself, it can escalate to higher levels. So I don't know why Gordon is bringing this up, why Rangers' friendlies are so bad.
I'm not saying they're... Ross, stop. I'm not saying they're so bad, right? I mentioned Bruges right away, right? I'm not saying they're so bad. I said that I'm a bit surprised that there's not more of the games at Ibrox against, you know, English teams, European teams we've seen before, you know, to get that sharpness on the pitch, work at Ibrox. You've got a lot of new players getting in there, not played at Ibrox, you know what I mean? This is their first year playing there. So a couple of games, because they've got a big game coming up on Tuesday night. It's at Ibrox. Get used to the surrounding. Get used to everything that goes with it. Look, I'm not sitting here criticising Russell Martin, because at the end of the day, it's him that decides the way he wants to prepare for his game on Tuesday, and everybody's different. I'm just a little bit surprised, Ross, that they've not had more games rather than closed door games, because any pro will tell you throughout the years, you do not play at the same sort of a pace in a closed door game as you would in a game, say, against Bruges at Ibrox, for instance. That was my point. I'm not criticising the opposition, the games. I'm just surprised that they did not have more competitive games.
Well, I disagree with that. But you can go out as a player and play as hard as you want. It doesn't matter if you're in front of an audience or not. You can go out and play as hard as you want and as fast as you want. As long as the manager tells you, go out and play 100%, you're out and play 100%. Is there a crowd there? Does it matter? And friendlies? I don't think it does.
You're playing in training pitches, mate.
I'm talking.
Right,
you want to get fit. So you want to pre-season. So it doesn't matter if we're going to play behind closed doors. It doesn't matter. It's a confidence boost game. We just won 4-1 against Dunfermline. I think we're in good states. 4-1 against Dunfermline is a good result, in my opinion. We've scored goals and we're not being beat yet this season. Drew with Barnsley, drew with Bruges, drew beat Dunfermline. We're not being beat yet. It's your season. And it is your season. So please don't criticise us.
I'm not criticising. I'm only making a point. I didn't criticise. You're missing the point. I didn't criticise. I'm only making a point that I was a bit surprised that there weren't more games, for instance, at Ibrox. That's all. That's not a criticism.
Doesn't matter. You go and play as a manager once, you play 100%. If you're a player, you want to get fit, you want to play for Rangers. You go to a friendly and you play as much as you play. Doesn't matter if there's fans there or no.
I mean, Ross obviously isn't buying into, you know, intensity levels can be, you know, can differ from game to game, whether it's, you know, in a packed out stadium or in a training ground. Do you disagree with that? Do you feel that, you know, the intensity drop would be there?
Yeah.
Even with the opposition as well, they might not be as 100%. Intense as earlier in pre-season or depending on what type of squad they're putting out.
Yeah, 100%. And that's my point. I think that opposition levels drop. I think your level's sort of you're playing in, say, for instance, that their training ground, they're playing in pitches like that. Players want to go out there and play in front of crowds. They want that bit of, you know, competition. Look, my situation was I thought they'd have played maybe higher competition. Now, Ross is talking about, oh, we beat Dunfermline 4-1, our confidence will be sky high. You're expected to beat Dunfermline, no disrespect. But you've got to have that sort of for me, and it's all my opinion, competitive edge where you're playing again. For instance, in between the games, Tuesday, next week, is it Newcastle at home?
That's what Celtic play Newcastle.
No, so who's Rangers playing at Ibrox? They've got a game
Middlesbrough in between the two.
I knew it was something. But they've got Middlesbrough in between. So I thought the Middlesbrough game maybe came week prior to playing on Tuesday night. But I go back to, it's not a criticism, it's just an opinion that I look at. For instance, Celtic go and win the double last year, nearly win the treble. They're playing sport in Lisbon, they're playing different teams, they're away preparing. That was my opinion on it. I found it quite strange. But the proof will be in the pudding on Tuesday night.
Final point to you, Ross.
Well, I think that we started off well. FC Bruges, a good game, a good tester. We've been training hard. I've watched all the training videos and we're looking good, we're looking sharp. And we're training well, and Russell Martin's got us training well, and I think it's a good season for us. I think he ended it with a confidence booster, and that's what I think. Confidence is key in a player, a football player. I used to play junior football myself, and when your confidence is high, you went out and express yourself. It didn't matter if it was in front of 50,000 or whatever. As long as you knew within the player, you were confident, get out in the park. And we're set in a good place. We are set in a good place. So Gordon Dale's points, I think, over the last few days have been rubbish. He doesn't even know who they're playing, Middlesbrough and all that. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. So that's the end of that.
Well, there you go. If you're a Rangers player and you beat Dunfermline 4-1 and you walk out full of confidence, well done. You're going to have a big, big season.
Well, thank you to Ross. 01419511025 if you want to add to the debate, but we're going to play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
your chance to take on Gordon DL at Beat the Pundit. You now have a 58% win rate, so it's looking positive for maybe the first time all summer, if 58% can be described as
You can
positive.
Add
but you know what,
on.
You're on an okay run at the moment. So if you want to play Gordon DL at Beat the Pundit, all you need to do is ring 01419511025 now.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We still want to hear from you whether you're a Celtic fan that has some thoughts on that friendly win over Sporting last night. Rangers fans, maybe you want to add to that debate about preparations for the Panathinaikos game. We'll take a look at the Premier Sports Cup matches from this week. Kilmarnock beating Livingston last night, but let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
You feeling all right today?
I'm feeling okay.
Feeling all right? I thought you might be quite tired. I thought I saw you at footage of you at a Coldplay concert last night, no?
I'll tell you what, I felt for that lad, I'm going to say.
Also,
I've been in that situation many times.
First person I thought of was you. So
yeah,
it definitely wasn't you.
It definitely wasn't.
Oh, good stuff. So maybe he's on all right form. Richie is in Cardonald. He'll be playing Gordon DL at Beat the Pundit. How do you fancy your chances, Richie?
I feel all right.
Are you feeling good, Richie?
Against you, I
know. Oh, hold on a minute. Many's in the house.
Got some help in the background. Ah,
here
that's
we
fine.
Go.
You're allowed help.
No, you're not. How many's in there, Rich?
Not just myself.
Ah, okay. You must be throwing a voice somewhere then.
No. I'm actually sitting watches on the YouTube channel, so that's how, maybe.
Oh, can just hear ourselves back. Is
right,
that it?
Richie, how many fingers have I got up?
I don't know. It's a wee bit. I don't know yet. I'll tell you that
one. Right, Richie, it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well. We'll put some greatest hits radio in the ear of Gordon DL so he cannot hear us. Does that sound good to you?
Absolutely, yep.
Let's do it. Who scored Celtic's first goal last night?
Hatate.
Which Rangers manager won the Challenge Cup?
Mark Walton.
Which flower is on the Livingston badge?
Paso.
Which Premiership side has a panda as a mascot?
Falkirk.
Nicky Clark has signed a 1-year deal with which club?
Pass.
Who won last season's SWPL?
Hibs.
Which manufacturer makes Hearts kits?
I don't know, sorry, pass.
Go on. Oh, okay, right. We will bring Gordon DL back in. 30 seconds on the clock for Gordon DL. Let's go.
Yeah.
Who scored Celtic's first goal last night?
Hatate.
Which Rangers manager won the Challenge Cup?
McCoy's.
Which flower is on the Livingston badge?
A flower? Daisy.
Which Premiership side has a panda as a mascot?
St Mirren.
Nicky Clark has signed a 1-year deal with which
Pass.
Club? Who won last season's SWPL?
Celtic.
Which manufacturer makes Hearts kits?
Umbro.
Name either former Edinburgh Derby manager now at Belgian club SK Lommel.
Say again.
Name either former Edinburgh Derby Edinburgh club manager who is now at Belgian club SK Lommel. Come on, this is about 30 seconds over time.
God, pass it on.
Okay, right. How do you think that went, Richie?
I'm sorry.
Aye, all right, but there was a couple of questions I didn't know, but I still think I beat him.
Nay
bother.
Did he?
He said nay bother as well.
Oh, nay bother. You could have, Richie. I had a bad innings there.
Right, who scored Celtic's first goal last night? You both said Rio Hatate. You both got it correct. 1-1. Which Rangers manager won the Challenge Cup?
Is it Warburton?
It is Mark Warburton. You said Ali McCoist. Richie said Mark Warburton. 2-1 to Richie. Which flower is on the Livingston badge? Daisy is a pretty rubbish guess, I would say. You know what is a better answer? Thistle. That's what Richie said.
Sure.
So it goes 3-1.
Oh, well done, Richie.
To Richie. Which Premiership side has a panda as a mascot? Richie went for Falkirk.
Must be St Mirren.
It is St Mirren. Gordon DL pulls one back. It's 3-2. Nicky Clark has signed a 1-year deal with which club?
I would go Dunfermline or something.
News today, no. Ross County.
Did he get that?
Playing? No. So it remains 3-2 to Richie. Who won last season's SWPL?
Rangers.
You said Celtic, who didn't have a great season at all.
It was Rangers
in SWPL. It was Hibs.
Hibs.
Richie got it 4-2 to Richie. But there's two questions left. Richie only got one more question. Actually, you passed one of them, so the suspense doesn't really work out very well in that, because what we know that question? Richie's already won. Which manufacturer makes Hearts kits? Neither of you got it. It is Hummel. Remains 4-2. Oh, you've got one more question, then name either of the former Edinburgh club managers now at Belgian club SK Lommel. Did you see? Well, there's one of each, because the manager is Lee Johnson, but he recently drafted into his coaching staff in the last few days Robbie Nielsen. So they're both there.
Oh, good question. Richie, well done. It's two balls you need.
No, just the one, just to beat you.
All right, okay. What was your pal's name? Give him a mention, come on.
I've no way, but I'm here myself.
Genuinely, see, the whole way through, there was no other noise in the background, no one helping him out. Richie did that
Thursday
all
was poor.
On
well done,
his
Richie.
Own. That is a win, a 4-2 win for Richie. A signed ball will be on his way, and it means you are back down to a 50% win rate
for
the summer season.
Matt Warburton, I knew it was. Why did I say Alan McCosta? I don't know. That threw me.
It did.
That threw me. I was
really
doing
did.
Okay.
Right, let's get back to the phones. 0141 951 1025. Matt is a Rangers fan in Pollock. Matt, what have you got for us tonight?
Well, first of all, the boy Ross trying to assassinate my friend Gordon is wrong. This confidence, because you play, it's like if my team and I played football, if we played the Pollock Stanklifters and beat them 6-1, it doesn't make you a better player. It gives a false dawn. Players are going to go against Panathinaikos. So I've played well against them. Fairly, need to suspect them. It's a false dawn. Gordon is right. You need to play a better class, a team, and friends to get up to speed, get used to the crowds. It's just, the boy's totally up. He's just a way off the line here, because you can't play a team like them. Fairly, Gordon's right. Rangers should be expected to beat Dunfermline and been beating them only before goals to one. And when you play in closed door games, you don't put your full get into it. You don't, because there's no supporters giving you jip in the ear, in your ear and all that. It's, I can't believe that boy's saying that you're going to get into Panathinaikos or tip top or confidence when we played Dunfermline. It's totally shocking.
We've had quite a few calls on this theme this week. There's been quite a lot of Rangers fans with, you know, that same opinion. Is there any argument to say that it might be easier for Russell Martin to implement his tactics in games like that and coach his players through the game in games like that? Is that maybe a reason why?
Andrew, and as I explained to Matt, I'm not sitting here criticising it, right? What I'm saying is, there's no harm than going to a training ground, getting teams in and working on your new players, working on your tactics behind closed doors. There's absolutely no problem with that for me. There's no problem with going and playing lower league teams and expecting to win them, start to build the confidence, the pace of your game up. That's what normally happens, right? But all I was saying was, they started off with Bruges, and I thought, right, that's a good game to start off with. They'll have a few closed-door games. They're leading up to this big game. And any player, and this is where Matt obviously is a little bit different, any player will tell you that the most important thing is that game sharpness in a pitch, your home pitch or away from home. You see other teams the way they prepare. Now, I'm not putting it over to, you know, oh, here he talks about Celtic. Celtic are the champions and Rangers are chasing them. Celtic are a benchmark. Celtic aren't playing all their games behind closed door against a weaker opposition. They're building it up, and that's the way they're going about their business. And I think a lot of teams do that. Now, you talk about, well, we beat Dunfermline before we get into this game 4-1. I'm led to believe it's not even the strongest Dunfermline side. So, and your Rangers and your... No disrespect to Neil Lennon and the Pars. You're expected to beat them. I get the fact that there's a lot of things that, in a closed-door game, you could go and play 30 minutes. We've seen that before, right? You can change a team every 30 minutes. You can talk the tactics. You can switch one or two things that you want to do. There's a lot of positivity to that. There's a lot of good things for that. And obviously, that's what Russell Martin's using that time for. All I'm saying is, I'm a little bit surprised that weren't a little bit more, maybe games at Ibrox, or, for instance, the Middlesbrough game, right? I get mixed up with Celtic and Newcastle. Maybe the Middlesbrough game last week for another level to go up to get that sharpness for Tuesday night. Now, we could be sitting here, and I'm on Tuesday night, we could be sitting here on Thursday and Matt can phone in and say, preparation, Dunfermline, look at the confidence. We wiped the floor with them. Not a problem at all. All I'm saying is, not a criticism, I'm a little bit surprised that they've not reached out for one or two more real competitive games.
Well, thank you to Matt. Let's speak to Martin, who is a Celtic fan in Coatbridge. Martin, what did you take away from that friendly win last night?
Hi, mate. Hi, Gordon. How you doing?
Hi, Martin.
Well, the first thing I'm going to say, mate, is, right, Gordon, you were trying to see the guy who was on before beat the pundit. You were trying to tell him politely there, mate. You know what I mean? The way it works. But he just wasn't listening at all, was he, pal?
Nah, but that's Matt's opinion, and there's no problem with that. Listen, he believes in his team. He believes this could be a big season for them. Listen, I have no problem whatsoever in that.
You've been round the block, mate. You know the way it works, you know what I mean, with pre-season and all the rest of it.
That was Ross,
I mean,
by the way. Beforehand, it was Matt that was, yeah, just to...
Oh, was it? Sorry, yeah. I'm...
Drawing with Barnsley, right, and then beating like a reserve Dunfermline side, that's not going to do you any good, is it? Yeah, I mean, never mind the Champions League. When they come up against the Celtic, you know what I mean? We're looking really good. And that's what I was trying to talk to you about, Gordon. What do you think of the young centre-half, Dane Murray, pal? You think he's got a big future in the game? And also, the Swedish boys come in the midfield. He looks a player, so he did. He gets himself about. He likes a tackle. He also gets himself forward into good positions, mate. You know what I mean? What do you think of that, too?
Yeah, look, Celtic have got a good squad. Young Murray is up against a lot of competition. But he's round about the squad now. Brendan Rodgers has thrown him in there. I've not seen a lot of Celtic's pre-season games, right? I don't have Celtic TV, so I've not seen a lot of their games. The preparation will be there. They're up against top quality sides. I touched on it at the start of the show tonight. I've heard and you know, I've been reading about Adam Eder coming in for a lot of criticism. Young Johnny Kenny's started well. He scored against Queen's Park. As you say, he contributed last night as well. He's obviously starting to look a bit sharper as well. But you've got to go up the levels, because Celtic will certainly add to their squad, and they've got quality players there in their team. So if you're a fringe player like Murray's and people like that, you've got to put a sort of a little seed in Brendan Rodgers' head that, look, this could be a season for me. If someone gets injured, you can depend on me. I'm showing you I'm ready for this. And that's what pre-season's all about. But I do believe that Celtic will add more quality because of the financial situation. They know that they need more firepower as well. So it'll be interesting to see how the season develops. But I just think that you look at that squad, it still needs one or two players in.
Yeah, is Benjamin Nygren quite an interesting prospect, Martin? Because I think a lot of the talk when he was first being brought in by Celtic was that he was maybe more of a wide player or a winger, but maybe it looks as if he's going to be utilised as a central midfielder by Brendan Rodgers. Played well alongside Rio Hitati last night. Is that someone you think could be a real exciting player this season?
See with McGregor and Hitati, the three of them in there together, I thought they dovetailed well. And just one other thing, guys. We were talking there, Gordon, a bit more firepower, mate. That's what I was going to say to you. I think Celtic, mate, I think before the season starts, mate, I think we've all got and maybe spend, like, I don't know, £10 million, £15 million on a striker. And I think, I'm looking at the team last night, right, in the squad, and all the changes we made. I think that's the only thing we need now, is a right top striker. You know what I mean? We get that ball in the box, they're going to bury it. You know what I mean? What do you think?
Yeah, I think because of the volume of games, I don't think you would be disappointed if you started with Maeda as your striker, because you've seen what he produced last year. Adam Eder, for me...
Well, what does it say for Adam Eder if Martin is on the phone saying Celtic need to spend £10-15 million on a striker when £9 million was spent on Adam Eder last summer?
It says that, like Martin and a lot of Celtic fans, they've not got real confidence just now in Adam Eder. Now, remember, it's pre-season. Look, when he come up for his loan spell, I thought he was excellent. He scored in big games. Then, obviously, the patient game, waiting to sign him, the big tag price as well come in. And put, I think put a lot of pressure on. And he didn't really produce. He got his goals, but he didn't really produce. Now, he's not having the best of pre-seasons, but that doesn't count for anything. And it's the same what we're talking about, the preparation of Rangers. If Rangers go and win on Tuesday night and get through this tie and win their first game of the season, nobody, pre-season doesn't really count. Do you know what I mean? So it's up to Adam Meader. If he does get the opportunity, then he's got to take it. But I, even if Adam Meader's in the building, Maeda's there, Johnny Kenny's there, I still think that Brendan Rodgers, with the volume of games Celtic are involved in throughout a season, will be looking for a first class centre forward for me.
Do you not think he's the man to lead the line this season, Martin? Adam Meader.
Do you know what? I was off again the guy a good a chance. Just what Gordon says there, when he first came in and he scored big important goals, even last year, right in the Champions League, he scored two crackers against Aston Villa. But it was the other games made against the Scottish teams and stuff, you know what I mean? And even last night, Tierney put a good ball into the box, you know what I mean? It was putting a plate for him and hot off his knee, you know. I just don't think he's clinical enough, mate. You know what I mean? And I think Celtic have got the money there. We have got the finances there. Just to go there and just go a little bit further, you know.
I do agree. I think that even if Adam Meader is starting to play well and pre-season starting to get the goals, Maeda's there, you've also got that opportunity. If you bring in a top quality striker, you can play Maeda out in the wide areas. He's never let Celtic down. He's been brilliant there. I like him through the middle. I think he terrorises defenders with his pace and goalkeepers with a back pass struggle because they know he's breathing down their neck. But I do believe that Celtic going into all these games, Champions League games and cups and everything, they've got to get more firepower in. They've got to get another centre forward in.
Well, thank you to Martin. 01419511025. You can get your calls in while I tell you about this. Clyde One. Because tomorrow is the day where we could make you a winner. If Gemma Atkinson rings you, over £500,000 will be in your bank account. Enter now, and tomorrow you could win a massive £543,000. To get 100 entries into the draw, text bank to 61025. Texts are £10 plus your standard network rate. Or for one entry, text yes to 61025. Texts are £250. Plus your standard network rate, or you can call 03434 269 340. Calls are also charged at the standard rate. It's over 18s only. Online entry and all the rules for this Rayo Network competition are at makemeawinner.co.uk. Lines close at 5 o'clock tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. 5 o'clock tomorrow. Just answer your phone if you get the call, and £543,000 will be in your bank account straight after the call. So for your chance to win £543,000, text yes to 61025 now.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
With me, Andrew McLean, in the studio. You can still get your calls in. 01419511025. Let's speak to Andy, who is a Celtic fan in Royston. Andy, what did you take away from that friendly win last night?
It was a very, very good performance. Andrew, I'm not in Royston at the moment. I'm in Mallorca, sitting in the lounge waiting, and my missus getting ready. I'm glad to bring a point to Dazzler. Unless she's going to put her makeup on 25 minutes ago, and there's no movement yet, so I might be going for something to eat, so I shouldn't have been in the programme. Last night was good, but I listened to the programme earlier on, and I heard the guy having a go at Gordon, right? And it was about the pre-season games and how they were full of confidence and beating Dunfermline. I don't even know they played Dunfermline last night, but they won 4-1. And what an absolute nonsense. I think, Gordon, you dealt with that really well. I think any team and any player, actually, if you're sitting and you look at your pre-season schedule, you need to be tested. You know that, Gordon. You were a player. But you know what? I was just an aside and I phoned in. But my main point was, I phoned in probably about 6 months ago. Dazzle, you picked up on this when I said that I thought that Johnny Kenny was going to be ahead of Adam Meader. It didn't quite happen last season. I think it's getting closer to the truth. I just wondered what you thought, Gordon, whether or not it's that Johnny Kenny may well replace Adam Meader.
Well, it's up to...
And the pecking order.
Yeah, it's, look, the lad's... he's got off to a good start. He scores against Queen's Park. He makes an impact when he comes on last night for Ida. Adam Meader was brought in for big money that everybody knows. Look, like I say about Rangers, pre-season's all about ready for the big games. It doesn't matter. I've seen teams having bad pre-seasons and then going on to have great seasons, and I've seen players been poor in pre-season and then going on to be very good during the season. I think it's a big year for Adam Ida if he's going to be challenging for a number one striker spot. You know, when Kyogo leaves and you've been brought in for 9 million, you're thinking, I'm the number one guy now. They moved Maeda from the left-hand side where he was absolutely brilliant, and he became the number one striker. Johnny Kenny's come back from Shamrock Rovers. He's 22 years of age. Brendan Rodgers will look at him and think, right, keeping him here, will I be able to kick him on, make him better, or will I put him out loan again? But I do believe, to be honest with you, Andy, I still believe Celtic will bring in a top-quality striker, because I think they need cover. Jota's obviously a long-term injury. So that Maeda situation where he can play either through the middle or in the wide areas gives Brendan Rodgers options. And if Adam Ida's not, you know, hitting the ground running, then he needs someone to get in there. And maybe Johnny Kenny just looks at the situation just now and fancies his chances. He's not doing himself any harm. I keep saying it. When you get an opportunity as a young player in pre-season, and there have been a lot of them throughout the seasons, you've got to make sure you catch a manager's eye, and he's certainly doing that.
From some of Brendan Rodgers' quotes last night, Andy, he was saying that Celtic have lost a lot of goals in the last 6 months to a year, just in terms of lost goal scorers in the team, Kyogo and Nicholas Kuhn both leaving. He said hopefully adding Shin Yamada, that could be one of a number of players that they bring in that aspect, and that they want to add to the front line. Would you imagine that neither Johnny Kenny or Adam Ida would be the starting striker this season? Do you think it's going to be someone new that comes in?
I hope Johnny Kenny's chapping the door, and as Gordon says, he gets the opportunity to be part of the squad and then develops as a player. And I don't know the length of his contract, but hopefully becomes a decent player. For me, Adam Ida's not, I don't want to disparage the guy, but not for me. For me, I think we need two strikers. I think we've no... When you look back, people talk about no replacing Kyogo. I don't think we ever replaced Giakoumakis, to be honest with you. I think it's that far back. Maeda can certainly play in the number nine. But listen,
Do you think it's realistic that Celtic sign two more strikers when there is Daizen Maeda, who played so well through the middle last season? Then there's Adam Ida, Johnny Kenny's in there, Shin Yamada's going to come in as well, and Callum Osmond was brought in from Fulham. Is there enough room in the squad for two more strikers, Andy?
I would say Adam Ida, to be honest with you. But listen, for me, if we get a number nine that's first choice, I would be happy. We need a backup to Kieran Tierney on your left-sided centre defender. And actually, after I thought there was nuances in the way Celtic played last night. They were a wee bit different to last season. I felt as if the midfielders, when they get the ball, they were always in the half turn. They like to play the ball forward. They never played that sort of possession football that could become a wee bit boring under Brendan Rodgers. So it might be a season where he's looked to change the way we play. But without a recognised number nine, and we don't have it in the building at the moment, it's not going to happen.
I don't think they'll bring in. I definitely think they'll bring in one, but if they're going to bring in two, I do agree what Andy said there. I think Adam Ida would need to leave. I don't think you could.
What does that look like though? If fans aren't encouraged by Adam Ida and Celtic spent £9 million on him last summer,
look, it doesn't matter what you spend.
It does if you're a club that run, you know, with a transfer model to make money.
Look, you could spend. £9 million on a player, and you can make 20 odd million on him because he's come into the club, he's bought into what's happening, and he's just went on and he's got better and better under the manager. You can bring in a 9 million player like Adam Ida, who honestly looked great when he came up on loan, and he's dipped off it now, and Celtic fans don't fancy him. Or you can bring in a £100,000 player. Look at
Matt. But does it not make it harder to sell Adam Ida if he was to leave this summer, hypothetically?
I don't think you're recruiting your 9 million. Yeah, I totally agree with that, Andrew. But no matter what the price tag is, it doesn't guarantee you anything. You look at Matt O'Reilly, right? Price tag, he come in, he went down to Brighton for massive money. You've looked at guys coming in with big reputations that have been brought in for big money and failed. So every player that you bring in at building, no matter what it is a gamble.
Well, thank you to Andy. That's all we've got time for tonight, unfortunately. But thank you for all the rest of the calls tonight, getting involved in social media, watching at home on the live stream or listening on the radio. Thank you to Gordon DL in the studio. We'll be back same time as usual tomorrow, 6 o'clock. I'll be in the studio. It'll be Hugh Keevans alongside me. And it's Callum Gallagher who's up next.